really what the Yankees are trying to do, and I am surprised that it's gotten to this level, but I'm excited. According to multiple reports, it sounds like Minnesota's going to trade Jan Duran today or tomorrow before the trade deadline. And I've made it clear that that's the kind of piece that would really excite me as a Met fan. Now, in the case of the New York Yankees, here's why it would excite me maybe even more. Maybe even more. Because, A, you need bullpen help. You already have two and a half guys you trust in Devin Williams, Luke Weaver, and partially Timmy Hill.
Right.
But Duran is signed for the next couple of years.
Right.
Devin Williams is a free agent. Luke Weaver is a free agent. You would be acquiring not just a great arm for your bullpen this year. You'd be locking down the closer's role for the next half a decade.
Well, I mean, it's the 7, 8, 9 guy. Those are the most important players once you start to get deep into the season and, most importantly, into the postseason. When you have a lead, your offense does its job, your starting pitcher does its job, and you need to cover 9 outs. If you go get Duran right now, it is Luke, Duran, Devin Williams.
Yeah. Well, you got it backwards. Duran will close, but sure.
Right.
We'll go with it.
Whatever. Right.
It doesn't
now.
Matter.
It doesn't matter.
But no, that would be superb, bro.
Right.
So from a short-term perspective, the Yankees would be adding the best reliever on the market. And from a long-term perspective, he's under team control for multiple years. And so the pressure of re-signing Devin Williams or Luke Weaver goes away. Here's the real question that I have to answer as a Met fan, and we all have to answer as Yankee fans. How far you want to go? Like, the Twins are not giving him away. This is a controllable reliever. Remember what the Mariners got for Edwin Diaz 6 years ago.
I don't remember. Tell me.
Jared Kelnick, who at the time was a huge prospect. And that was the Mets taking on a bad contract in Robbie Cano.
That was it? Just a prospect?
Well, there was a lot of money involved because it took back Cano's deal.
Right, right.
But yeah, but not just any prospect. That was a top prospect.
Right, so are you willing to give, who would that be for you? Jet or Benj?
Like, you're talking about my son right now?
No.
Oh, Jet Williams?
Jet Williams.
I mean, I love Duran. I'm not trading my son for him. I'll trade my firstborn for a closer?
What if I guaranteed that you'd win a championship?
That sucks.
Stop it. Never. Never can't trade my kids for anything.
But you know what I mean. So Jet Williams or Benj or whoever it may be. Like, who is it that would you be willing to part with to get this guy to pair along? It's different for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it gives you insurance if Edwin Diaz leaves.
Correct.
You have Edwin Diaz.
Correct.
So it doesn't feel
it's similar, but
necessary for right now and for next year.
Well, I think it's actually similar because even though the Met fan has more of a connection to Diaz and the Yankee fan has to Devin or Luke Weaver, all three are going to be free agents. Like, Edwin Diaz is going to opt out. And so Weaver and Williams are free agents. So
doesn't he have one of the highest closer contracts in baseball?
Yeah, but there's only a few years left on it. And considering what Josh Hader got paid, he could do better. It's good business for him to opt out.
Yeah.
Get a long deal before that salary cap comes through.
There is no salary cap.
No, or get a long-term deal before, you're older. But how far would I go? I'd give up a top prospect.
Mm.
Like, one of my top 100s. Would I trade Mark Vientos? We've had a lot of discussions about Mark Vientos lately, and I love Mark Vientos. I don't want to trade him. For Jan Duran, I would. Now, on the Yankee side of things, we'll make things interesting. You're trading Jason Dominguez for him?
No.
You're not. Okay. You're trading Spencer Jones for him?
No.
Wow. Last year, you wanted to trade Spencer Jones for Tanner Scott, and he was a rental. This guy's not a rental.
I also believed in last year's Yankees more than these years.
Yeah, but you'd be getting... I get that, Sean, but you're getting Duran for multiple years.
What about George Lombard?
I would trade George Lombard.
Mm. Oh, wow. So you trade Lombard before you trade Spencer
Jones? And I know
even though he could be the replacement for Volpe?
I know this is so stupid. So, and most things that come out of my mouth are stupid. I have so many scars about all these failed infield prospects. I view Spencer Jones now, maybe he's Judge. I view George Lombard as he could easily turn into Peraza. So I know that doesn't make sense, but that is the Yankees' track record with developing those positions.
Here's the thing about trading prospects, okay? They could turn into nothing.
Yes.
Or they could turn into Pete Crow Armstrong.
Sure. Happy anniversary, by the way.
And is this the anniversary of that trade?
Yes.
And it was funny, I didn't hate that trade when it happened. I liked Javi Baez. I thought it was a really good addition, and who knew PCA would become a superstar? But that's the risk you run into. What I love about Duran is that I think closers or relievers in general are lottery tickets. They're very up and down.
Yeah.
Duran's career has been in the majors for 4 years. He's been mostly really consistent and really good. And that gives me more protection than any other reliever I acquire. Where when you acquire a reliever, they may turn out to be a lot better than what their record says. They could turn out to be a lot worse. And I think Duran is a safer bet than any other reliever you could have.
And whether he goes to the Mets or the Yankees, I just want him to get to New York so Evan can learn how to say his name, because he's been Jan and Johan. It's Johan.
It's Johan.
No.
Johan?
It's Y, pronunciation,
you got me.
Y-O. Well, it's spelled J-H-O-U-O-A-N.
Johan?
But the pronunciation is
Johan.
On. Y-O and then on.
Where is he from?
He is from the Dominican Republic. So it's Johan Duran.
I know him as Johan Duran.
Well, like, you're wrong. Well,
or no, just Johan.
It's Johan.
Guys,
or Johan.
Do you know him personally to know how to say his name right? I always thought it was Johan Duran.
No, the easiest way to settle this is just go old school WFN. The kid from Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, he kept going Duran because he was.
I don't know, this JH guy, Duran. How do you say his name?
Well, the spelling is so awesome. J H O A N. Yeah. But it's not Johan. Like we think, because it's close to Johan. But it's not. And remember, Johan was in Minnesota before he came to New York.
Where are you seeing the pronunciation on this?
Baseball Reference has all of them.
Yeah, but...
You don't trust Baseball Reference?
I don't. You know, the NFL does this cool thing with their teams. They have the player say his name. Like, on their website. Like, coach the team websites. It has every... Because, I mean, there's so many crazy names.
Right.
And a lot of them are now African names. Mm-hmm. Even if they were born in United States or born in London or whatever, they're from African descent. You have no idea how to say their names.
I'm going
to
tell you.
You just get the kid to say his name.
Here's the problem with that. I'm gonna find a flaw. And I could look into the archives of WFAN to find this, but years and years ago, do you remember when the Knicks drafted a young... In fact, I'm going to make Loogie say his name. Hey, Tommy, remember the French point guard you guys drafted?
Yes.
What was his name?
The one we just drafted?
No. Years ago.
His first name was Frank.
Frank Ntilikina.
Okay, Frank Ntilikina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When he got drafted, I heard him pronounce his name.
And what did he say?
He did not pronounce it that way. He said Ntilikina. Okay? Hold on. So he calls himself that. I come on the radio,
Ntilikina.
And I'm the smart guy. I'm like, let me correct all these idiots on WFAN. Mike doesn't know what he's talking about. Carton doesn't know what he's talking about. Boomer doesn't know what he's talking about. Joe's like, I don't know how to say his name. He's a French guy, bro. And I, for 3 years, pronounced it the way Frank pronounced it. Finally, after all these years, Mike Breen's calling him Ntilikina. Everybody's calling him Ntilikina. I'm like, but Frank called him something else. And then I heard him, Frank, call himself Ntilikina. And I'm like, you lying son of a bee. Like, I don't know if he got bullied into just calling it the way everyone else did, but I followed his pronunciation from mm-hmm. draft day, and then he changed it. So I'm done listening to pronunciations because they lie to you.
Tyrod Taylor thing. He gave in and just started calling himself Tyrod.
Oh, we asked
yeah.
Tyrod.
Yeah.
How he's pronounced this last year.
Right.
And he said, it's Tyrod, but everybody says Tyrod, so I just kind of...
So he accepted it.
Yeah, just accepted.
And the Kelseys are Kels.
Kels, right.
But they go by Kelsey because everybody just says that.
So
but then
it's
a Sade Saïd kind of situation where you're just trying
Sade,
to be...
Sade, come on.
That's what I'm saying. But she says Sade or said Sade, but it's spelled Saïd.
So who are we supposed to trust? The player, what most people do, Baseball References, pronunciation,
do we
key
trust
like...
twin announcers? I'm going to try to grab a highlight. Oh, you don't?
I would trust him.
Every time. Okay, then.
AI says Joe. Like.
So what Tommy said?
Joe-on.
But yeah, Baseball Reference says Yo-on.
Mm.
By the way, if he's not a Yankee or Met, why are we wasting our time?
Well, if he's a Philly, we may mention his name.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Or a Blue Jay. I don't know if he's close.
No, it's not about not mentioning his name. We've mentioned his name for a while. He's a top closer in baseball in terms of caring about his name is what I mean. Like, at the end of the day, he's Duran. You know? That's all that really matters. But I would want him. I would give up a lot to get him. And if I'm the New York Yankees, I have to strongly consider it.